The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, Thursday, the 29th of August, 7:05 in the morning, in the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Christina's there, here with me. Good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I am kind of hard this first week after the vacation.
Oh, got to get back into it, huh? Have to be retaught all the buttons and everything?
Not retaught, just discipline myself to go to work and wake up in a particular time.
I have that problem every week, and I'm not on vacation. Oh, gosh, I have to get up. Oh.
And it's just hard for me to kind of realize that I'm back in Reading because I was changing cities every day.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't have, like, a stable vacation where I was chilling on the beach or something. And I just feel I'm still, like, running all the time.
Yeah, but you got to see family and friends.
Of course. Yeah. This is the main thing.
No, I know what you mean. When we go on vacation, if we're with people, you know, like family or groups or stuff like that, it's really not a – it's – you don't get to rest as much if there's just two of you. Yeah, two of you, you go to the beach and you just lay there and – and you drink strange drinks that have little umbrellas in them, which...
You're on vacation.
Yeah, that's on vacation. You know, laying on a beach chaise lounge where you're just kind of like it's flat on the ground and the warm surf comes up on you. Yep.
Sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Can I go back to vacation, please?
Yeah, but I don't think Ukraine has that stuff.
I'm not allowed to go to Ukraine.
Well, that's true. That's true. Deported. You illegal. Hey, okay, you wrote out the national days today. Do you want to tell us what it is?
Unfortunately, I cannot read the first one.
Which one? According to Hoyle?
Yes, I don't know how to Hoyle.
Hoyle, according to Hoyle, was a book written about all the rules for card games. So when they say, oh, yeah, but, you know, that's, you know, it's according to Hoyle, it's just the same. But Hoyle is the one that put out all the directions and all the instructions and the rules for all card games, Hoyle. And then the second one is National Chop Suey Day.
That is more for me. That's why I put this day.
Do you like chop suey?
I'm a really big fan of Asian food.
Yeah. So am I.
I like everything.
I like Thai food.
Me too. Anything. I'm kind of weird with
curry. I'm not big on chop suey, though. I don't know. I mean, I like it. But
I like chop suey, but for some reason not in America. They have kind of a special chop suey here.
Well, it's like everything. In America, you have pizza, American pizza, and you go to Italy, and depending on where you're at, their pizzas are completely different. They have pizza, but they're different.
Yeah, they don't have meatballs, and the same in America.
They're thinner and crispier,
in
at
America,
least down
it's
in
hard
Naples,
to find
Napoli.
This four cheeses. You
what?
Know, it's hard to find here in four cheeses pizza.
Four cheeses pizza, oh.
You know, quarter yeah. formaggio with
formaggio.
With goat cheese.
Oh.
I'm this kind of person, a goat cheese person.
Bene. So what are the things? What are the types of food that you get? Yeah, Asian food's different than, you know, a lot of times than you get in the Orient. Gosh, you know, things have become Americanized and that we like because we've had it for centuries now or, you know, 100-something years. And it's different, but it's the American taste.
But so. Did you mention that even the same brands like Coca-Cola, Snickers, McDonald's, and other like brands that we all use over the world, they taste differently?
I don't think so.
They do. We was even comparing and buying them.
Really?
And yes.
See, to me, when I a McDonald's cheeseburger or Big Mac, let's say Big Mac, in Redding, California tastes the same as it does in Waco, Texas.
America, but what about Europe?
Tastes the same in Rome at the Spanish Steps where there's McDonald's right there. It tastes the same. And you don't, now, McDonald's is different in the sense that it also has this huge salad bar, and you can buy wine there. But the basic...
Oh, and Jack, you can buy beer on the tap in
where?
McDonald's. In Czech Republic? Czech Republic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and the big reason you go into the Spanish Steps, McDonald's, is it's air-conditioned if you're there during the summer. And the bathrooms are clean. That's a big one. But I've had McDonald's in Japan. I've had McDonald's in Zagreb.
I tried the worst, to be honest,
expensive
in Colombia.
Expensive as hell. I mean, they're expensive now here, but I mean, it's expensive as hell if you want a McDonald's in Zagreb, Croatia.
Yep. I believe it. Same situation in Colombia.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you're paying for the name, but then it because I imagine
it's brand.
They must have something where you know that so much stuff. I mean, if you've got a McDonald's, you buy a McDonald's hamburger meat, you buy McDonald's fries, you buy McDonald's, you know, bread buns, and all that. So. Is it shipped in? In the United States, I imagine it is, but I wonder about... But to me, they taste very similar.
So as I was trying to investigate this question, since I travel a lot, McDonald's is one of the places where I stop in the airports and often I stop. So I was interested why they have like different tastes in certain countries.
Well, how's it taste different?
Like the bun, the sauces, the menus.
Menu's different. At times, yeah.
So, well. And we realized that there's, like, a few main offices in the world. And so, like, every part of the world, so, like, Eastern Europe is one main office.
Yeah.
The West part of Europe, other part of office.
Mm-hmm.
America, other. So, and everyone has, like, their own rules and their own...
that's true, probably.
...own customer taste.
Well, that's, you know, and that's it. It could be that we go back to the taste. But I have not noticed that big a difference in, you know, when I've been traveling. But my palate for McDonald's is not huge because I don't eat them a lot. But in Hawaii, you get Spam. They also sell Spam sandwiches at McDonald's in Hawaii. Spam is huge in Hawaii because it was the only meat they could get. During the war and before, so during the depression, and so they were getting Spam, and they learned to love Spam, and they cook Spam a million different ways.
I'm not sure if I haven't tried it.
Have you ever tried Spam?
No, never, never.
It's mystery meat. You can buy it at the store. It says Spam
on
it.
That's a super
it's like ham and other pieces, you know, other meat combined.
Spam and ham. Cool. I will try something to investigate.
Okay,
sure.
But. Don't eat it right out of the can. Yeah.
Good to know.
Do something with it. Do something with it. Cook it. What you do is you put it on a cedar plank, and you put watercress and garlic and butter and everything on it, and you cook it in the oven for like about 30 minutes. Okay? It gets this crispy brown. Then you take it out of the oven, you scrape it off the cedar plank, and you eat the cedar plank.
So there was a funny story when we just arrived to America. We went to the store and we bought this garlic bread. But nobody didn't tell us that it has to be cooked.
That you had to warm it up. Yes. And you were thinking, this is horrible. How can people eat this?
Exactly. I was still trying to
eat it. At what point did you think, maybe we should have warmed this up?
No, somebody told me.
Oh. Okay. All right, look, let's take a break. We have meandered through here. When we come back, today we're going to have the Veterans Home, I think, and then we're going to have Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect joining us at 8 o'clock. And we're going to be talking about a few other things, like the Reading League of Women Voters are going to have a candidate forum right here. And also, the city of Huntington Beach has voted to... that for people in voting in municipal elections have to show an ID. So what did the state do? We'll tell you when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry right off. It's on Hilltop at 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, the only watch repairman, the only stone cutter. They can design jewelry for you and build it. You can design a piece of jewelry and they can build it for you. A great selection of jewelry, everything from old pawn to estate jewelry to your regular bracelets, necklaces, watches, all of this there at very fair prices. They've been voted best in the North State for 2023 and 2024 in the Record Searchlights poll, and they should be because they are. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas supports weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunch boxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Take me home tonight. I don't wanna let you go. Just
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com and our phone lines here at 530-605-4567. I forgot to do the weather. We got involved in McDonald's throughout the world. It could be Burger King. It could be, anything like that. I saw Kentucky Fried Chicken in Saudi Arabia. And I saw two or three stores in this one place I was at.
Do you know this Louisiana chicken, Cajun chicken on Papayas, or how it's called on Chan Creek? Oh, not on the Chan Creek, on the Cypress Hill.
What?
The Papayas, this little restaurant around Carl's Jr. and McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
So they have the same in Barcelona and downtown, and it's so packed that they have like a line of people that are waiting 30 minutes to get in. And here's
where's this at?
Barcelona.
In Barcelona.
Yes,
you pronounce it Barcelona because with a lisp. No, I mean that was okay. I'm not even going to go there, but because that was a Spanish monarch had a lisp at one time, and then the rest of the court would speak in it with a lisp too. It's in history. I don't make this up.
No,
today I forgot to do the weather. Today, what were you going to say?
It's interesting to see how people talk, and you can mention where they're from.
Oh yeah, like I could swear you're from the East Bronx in New York.
For sure.
What's here?
Maybe I forgot this.
I've got to do the weather. Okay, are you ready? No, she's shaking her head. Today, 101 and sunny. Tonight, it was low around 71. Tomorrow, around 100. But it's going to start cooling off. Saturday, 99. Sunday, 93. And Labor Day, get this, 87 degrees and sunny. Low around 66. It's going to be a beautiful, perfect day. Now, we're going to be here Monday for the show. And then we're all going to run away. After that, the business will be locked up. Nobody else is coming in Monday except me, Linda, and Christina. Okay, weather reports always brought to you by our friends out at Shasta Gas Propane in Anderson, a family-owned business into their third generation, been doing this over 26 years. It's a veteran-owned business. It's locally owned, locally operated. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They are just great people. I can't say enough about the Kinney family. Winning awards for hiring veterans at the state level, so many other things they do for our community. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Good people. League of Women Voters are going to have a forum for candidates right here in Reading. It's going to be in hosting candidates for forums leading up to the November election. They're going to start with a forum on September 10th at the Cascade Theater. And a facilitator will ask each candidate questions, giving everyone equal time to share their perspectives. The Susan Wilson, who will be here today, we're going to discuss this with them. She says, we're about democracy. We want people to vote. We want people to find out what they need to know before they vote and get educated about the ballot measures. We'll include candidates running for the State Assembly, the Reading City Council, as well as Shasta County District 3 Supervisor seat in October. And Lee will also hold an event going over ballot propositions. So here's some of the dates. Candidate forums. Linda, good morning.
Good morning. I'm in the car. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good news. This morning, early on, I went to the doggy park super early, and while I was up there, there was a big wallet, big fat, like a man's wallet, the old cash
bag. Filled with stuff in it, you wear it in your back pocket, you have hip problems starting in your 40s. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm up there, and there's a couple other people that I kept trying to flag down. They just didn't want to be involved. So I called you, and I thought, do I take this? I started going through the wallet. There's cash, Social Security card, every kind of ID, no phone number, but a driver's license. So this was a, this is the reason I'm reporting this is because, for those men or women that are listening, those big fat wallets, exactly, this guy had his life. It could have been identification.
Everything.
Stolen
everything
in a minute.
Yep.
And so I knew that he had his meds written out, and so there's another guy that ended up coming up to the doggy park that I met before up there, just first name basis, and I went over to him, and I said, I hate to bother you, but meanwhile, I looked up this guy's name from his driver's license, and there's what came up is called Truth Finder. And I was trying, I knew his address, I knew his phone number, I was trying to dial him, and I asked this other guy, and he goes, and I had him come over to the wallet, and I said, I feel intrusive because I've gone through his wallet, and I just want you to be a witness, there's cash, I've kind of unfolded papers trying to find it, and he goes, well, what's his name? And I told him his name, he goes, oh, I know him, what's his phone number? So he calls the guy picks up, and he said, how old are you? The guy's like, what? He goes, this is so-and-so from the doggy park. We found who, what's your age? So then this guy recognized that guy's name or that guy's voice. And then anyway, he came to the doggy park. It was retrieved. They wanted to give me a reward. I said, absolutely no, because there's a great proverb, treat people how you want to be treated. And I would only hope that if my wallet was lost or it fell out of my bag, that somebody would track me down and return it. That's how you want to be treated. So he said to me, I probably have returned 5 wallets. And I go, well, see, that's how it works. That's karma. So it's coming back to you.
Did he know it was gone?
No, he had absolutely no. I woke up this morning, so I didn't even know it was gone. Can you imagine? Everything was in there. Social Security. Like my mom,
like
had
your dad,
her wallet
like your
stolen.
Dad.
Like my dad, yes.
Your dad has his birth certificate in it.
All of it.
And his DD-214. He's got everything.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. So, I don't even know how you can get the wallet into. You can't even put it in a bag. It's so big.
Well,
it does have a happy ending then. Yep.
That happy ending. And the moral is, if you're a guy and you wear those great big wallets on the side of your. Make copies. Don't carry it. Do not leave your Social Security in your damn wallet. Don't do it.
Oh, did you hear what she said? Is it too late to bleep her?
I said damn.
I know. I was just kidding.
Anyway.
Hey.
All right.
My 7:30. My 7:30. Okay. My 7:30 guest hasn't shown up.
Random acts of kindness, folks. Okay. Bye.
Do unto others. There you
yes.
go. Love you.
Bye.
That's Linda. She called me this morning before I went on here. She said, I got this wallet. She says, I'm going through it and trying to get ID. And, not ID. She had the ID, but trying to get a phone number. I mean, this guy's whole life was in this wallet. You know, meds, doctors. He's got 2 cards from police officers in there.
That's
dangerous. Well, it's what happened. It's what men have done. And I would say he's probably an older guy. And he just... he just has it there. So if he goes someplace and they need this information, he's got it on him. The only problem is if you got those big thick wallets and you wear it in your back pocket, you start having back problems, because of the way you're sitting on it. So anyway, good honey. I'm glad that you all found him and he got his wallet back. And you should have asked him how much of a reward. No, don't do that. Just do the right thing. All right, we're going to take a break, and because we still got lots to talk about, because it doesn't look like my 7:30 guest is here. So this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. REU has rebates available for purchasing an electric vehicle. That's right. They can help, these rebates can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available and if you qualify for them. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Get ready for the ultimate showdown at Wind River Resort and Casino as Primal Fighting Championships presents Fight Night. Experience this adrenaline-packed night on Saturday, September 14th. Fight Night brings the excitement of amateur, pro-entitled MMA fights. Tickets start at just $55 plus fees and includes $10 free slot play. This event sells out fast, so grab your tickets today. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is busy finding wallets out in the doggy park and getting returned to their owners. It is, it's interesting when things happen because, you know, I've had a wallet stolen out of my car years ago in front of my house. My fault, totally. Why did I leave my wallet, first of all, in the car? And second of all, why didn't I lock it? I mean, I deserved that punishment. I didn't deserve to have it taken. that I didn't really do anything wrong. But it just, you have to go through all of the mechanics of getting a driver, you know, getting everything replaced. Cards, canceling cards, you know, blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on. Hey, I was talking about the League of Women Voters in there, how they're having the candidates. The first one's going to be September 10th down at the Cascade Theater, and that's going to be for the State Assembly and the Reading City Council. So, Heather Hedwick and Tanessa Audette will be there. City Council, that starts at 6. The City Council at 7, guys running for that, and there are a number of people running for that. Then on September 12th, out at the Farr Community Center in Shasta Lake will be the County Supervisor, District 3, Corky Harmon and Mary Rickert at 6, and the Shasta Lake City Council. Then on the 19th, the Anderson City Council Candidate Forum, down in the community center there. And then on October 7th, ballot propositions, pros and cons, at the First United Methodist Church Social Hall on East Street in Reading. That's where Linda and I were married, by the way, in the Methodist church there. We didn't go there, but it was a beautiful church, so we rented the place to get married. Okay. Now, what else is going on here? It appears that Huntington Beach passed an ordinance that said if you're going to vote in a municipal election, you have to have a voter ID to vote in municipal elections in Huntington Beach starting in 2026. Well, the California legislature says, Well, I got so excited I choked. They passed a bill banning local governments from adopting voter identification laws for local elections. California does not require identification to vote. But the city of Huntington Beach said, you got to vote in our municipal elections, you got to show an ID. And here's what the state says. An overwhelming body of evidence proves that voter ID laws only subvert voter turnout and create barriers to law-abiding voters, said State Senator Dave Minn, which is all a lie. It's a lie. To register to vote in California, voters are already required to provide their driver's license number, California ID number, or the last four digits of their Social Security number. State Assembly member Bill Esai from Corona introduced a failed amendment to the bill that would have explicitly banned undocumented immigrants from voting. Of course that failed. Undocumented immigrants are able to secure California ID numbers, and non-citizens are allowed to vote in local state school board elections in San Francisco. The city of Santa Ana is considering following San Francisco's lead. A November ballot measure would allow non-citizens to vote in all, not just school board, municipal elections in the city. So, Attorney General Rob Bonta sued Huntington Beach for its ordinance, claiming it violates state and federal laws because most elections involve voting for municipal, state, and federal office at the same time. He also argued the ordinance's requirement that ballot drop boxes be monitored by video could dissuade voting. How? How does that? If you know there's a video when you come in just to drop your vote, how could that keep you from voting? Huh? I know, this is far beyond you at this time. When you vote, did you vote in the Ukraine?
I'm an American citizen, I can't.
Well, you couldn't?
I voted this first time this year.
You're voting this year?
Yeah, first time I did it ready for our district.
Ew. So you never voted in Ukraine because you couldn't, you weren't a citizen.
Of course not. I'm just starting my voting election process.
Do you know how they would make you prove it? I mean, the people registered, people obviously registered to vote there.
Yes, so there's a thing. We have like a special, not special rooms, like schools where people just have like a cabins with a pen and they have to like put their number of the passport sign and put the...
Or their ID card or something.
Yeah, like...
Because not everybody has passports in Ukraine.
No, everybody has like a passport. We don't have ID cards.
Or ID cards, that's, yeah. And they put that number on there.
Yes, and we just, like, mark the person in. But what I know, like, something, last year when there was election in Russia, Putin ordered some kind of ink that was disappearing with the temperature. So all the names, what people was putting, like, for other people, for other candidates.
Just disappeared?
Disappeared under temperature.
Never thought of that.
Unfortunately, there's
yeah, that's
truth.
Russia. Okay, they argued the fact that Huntington Beach said introduced that bill suggests, in fact, permissible for voters to approve such an ordinance. As a charter city with greater rights under the state constitution, the city is likely to pursue legal options to defend its ordinance against the law. Now, here's what I think. If you're a charter city, which now or a charter county, which Shasta is, and if you want to say that, hey, when people show up to vote 2 years from now, that they must have an ID card of some kind, a state ID card. It could be a passport. It could be a driver's license and all of that. I don't understand where I never understood where the problem was. It used to be they said, oh, well, people can't get an ID card. They're just way too incapable of getting an ID card from the state. What a pack of lies, and how degrading to people to say you don't have enough common sense to get an ID card from the state. I mean, that is just what a slap in the face of people. Of course they can. Of course they can. And to show an ID when you vote, what is so difficult about that? You have to show an ID for everything. Some kind of ID for everything. Going to stay in a hotel? ID. Going to do a return at Walmart's? ID.
But only in America.
Only in America. Only in America.
Do you think how much times I was asked to show my passport or ID when I was traveling? None. Only when I was crossing the border to America.
Well, no. Okay, but in Europe, when I was there, they passed that thing where you could go back and forth in the countries without having to show a passport.
Yes.
And we would drive from Croatia into, Hungary, Slovenia, Italy, and you never had to show a passport.
Yes.
I would show mine and say, hey, could you just stamp it? And they would go, they'd look at me and go, oh, geez, American. Stamp it, give it back to me.
Yeah, because we like stamps.
Yeah, we like stamps. I want to show, yeah, I was in Budapest. Yeah, you can go back and forth in European. Of course, in Europe, you can drive through three countries in, you know, before lunch.
But in the same way, like with alcohol or with anything, you can buy whatever you want without showing a passport.
Without showing?
Without.
So if you can reach up on the counter and give them Kuna notes that you...
No, I just like they know. For me, in America, they even don't trust that I'm 20. How much? 28?
But of course not. It's because we have a law that says they sell it to you and you're under the age of 21. They can fine you and put you out of business. Yeah, they do. They check that. They get real serious about it.
But in Europe, I was like, maybe you want to ask my ID? Or maybe I'm not old enough.
Well, now they take your passport when you check into hotels, though.
No, they didn't.
Oh, yes, they do. I mean, maybe not where you were at, but... Every time I've checked into a hotel in Europe, they take my passport.
Not anymore.
This was just last year.
Okay, next time when I'll be traveling, I'll make a video check-in.
Yeah, okay. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cornerstone Community. Where were you? You were in Austria. I'm sorry, you were in the Netherlands?
Netherlands and Barcelona and Poland.
So you're saying that when you check, I'm not talking a hostel. I'm not talking living with your friends.
No.
Every time I've checked in, they've taken the passport.
So when you're checking in, like, so through a hotel or booking or anything, or you're just coming in, they just ask your phone number or email. It's all what they ask for me, and or deposit. But they don't ask your documents at all. I was having three times a stay in the hotel. Even like once in Airbnb, I even never saw nobody. They just told me where the keys. I went to grab the keys, and I just left there.
Well, that's a little bit different. Those hostels is where they move terrorists through.
In the same hotel with the hotel, so I called to the door.
Did you see that movie Hostel?
Yes, I did.
I'd never stay in a hostel now. What a horrible movie that is. Okay, 7:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented. Local Board of Directors. Truly a community bank when they say it. Four branches, one in Red Bluff, two here in Redding, and one down in Anderson. We do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened, 17 years ago. That's Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com or just stop by one of the branches, and you're going to have a very pleasant experience. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Shasta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Hiya everybody, RC with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor, El Pulpo by AJ Fernandez. Receiving a 94 rating, El Pulpo is outstanding, balanced, layered, bold, or just a few words used to describe the powerful character of such a cigar from the factory of AJ Fernandez. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Steve Clark, owner of Minuteman Press. You know us for doing things like business cards, booklets, and direct mail, but we do something else you may not know about. If you are missing a person or a pet, we want to help reunite you with your loved one by offering free colored flyers. Just call Minuteman Press at 221-0400. We are so grateful for the support of this community, and we are happy to be able to give back. So again, if you are missing a person or a pet, please call Minuteman Press with some free flyers. 221-0400. That's 221-0400. Minuteman Press.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back.
Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's out doing good in the world by finding wallets and returning them to their owners. 7:50 in the morning here on the 29th. It's going to be 101 today, and it's about, 74 right now. It was a low around 71 tonight, and the there's this brouhaha going on. Trump went to Arlington to pay tribute to those 13 members killed in the debacle of leaving Afghanistan under Biden-Harris, and it became, of course, a brouhaha. He laid a wreath. He went over to the section where at least one of the young men or women was laid to rest. And somebody from the cemetery said, "You can't go in there and you can't film," even though that the Trump people said, "We have permission to film." And so you've got some veterans are upset that he's using it. Well, here's what I'm upset about, that the fact that neither Biden nor Harris have ever acknowledged the fact that or visited the parents or called the parents after those 13 were killed. That's what bothers me. And then Biden, during his national first debate, said that nobody had been killed under his watch, which, of course, was patently false. And you know, it's just, you know, Trump shouldn't have done that. Well, Biden and Harris should have done a lot more. Why aren't you angry about that? Why don't you do your story about that? Hey, Rich, what's up?
Hey, good morning to you and your audience. So, well, a couple things quickly. So you were mentioning the one of the state law. What were you mentioning? Oh, Huntington Beach,
yeah.
Voter ID,
yep.
And how the narrative of the Attorney General was false. Let's call it a lie. And that's what they do. That's what the evil state government does. They lie. They do the same when they pass anti-gun bills. They lie about gun statistics and deaths and injuries. So that's what they do. But hey, quickly, you were mentioning the League of Women Voters and the plethora of events, and they will tell you there's another one pending that will likely be for school board candidates, and it's pending for September 28th, not set in stone yet. And that'll be interesting. As you well know, there's a lot happening in the schools. Parental rights are being obliterated by the evil state via state law. And the SCOE race is going to be, I think, the one to watch this cycle in Shasta County. Although, you know, the other races are all important, but just due to the fact of the exponential eradication of parents and their rights in the schools, I think it's going to be an important race in SCOE because there's a seven-member board. Four of those seats are up this year, and Arthur Gorman's seat is not up. So in an organic, true election without electronic manipulation, that board could go from a 6-1 conservative minority to a 5-2 conservative majority in one election. 10 candidates are running right now for those four seats, and I'm running again. I ran 2 years ago. I got third place, not enough to get one of the two seats, but I did well. So I hope, Carl, maybe you would entertain getting some of the SCOE candidates on. Again, there's 10 of them. That's a lot. But I think that's the race to watch this cycle.
Did Missy MacArthur get a hold of you?
Via the elections office, yes. The elections office sent candidates emails with Missy's email in it to contact her, yes.
Okay, because she was trying to get your phone number. And
yes. Yeah, the election office assisted her with contacting candidates, which I think that's okay.
I think it is because they want to bring you all on. You know, what I'd like to do is, you know, when the Chamber of Commerce did this, we broadcast that over KCNR. So if you couldn't make it there, you could mm-hmm. hear the candidates for the whole forum over the radio.
Well, perfect. So here's the deal. So There's quite a few conservative school board candidates running this cycle, as happened last cycle. And so here's the deal. Yes, there's going to be some not just League of Women Voters. There will be other forums, debates, we'll call them. There will be additional ones that will be live streamed and archived on video. And if your station's up to it, and the groups putting these together agree, we certainly can invite KCNR to show up to those events and broadcast or just tape them for future broadcast, whatever. So
okay. So that's going to be on what, September, what would you say, 26th?
It's pending for September 28th. Pending right now. They're
okay.
Still putting it together. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks again.
Bye. Right. I think that the more information you get about who's running, the better it is. People pretty much know Aaron Reznor. People pretty much know Mark Mazzano. We need more information on Dr. Paul DeNuca going out there. These are all running for the city council. There's a couple other people running we have another city council candidate coming up too. Next week, I believe. Dave, I got to check his name out. But he's going on next week. I'd like to get all the city council people on. Of course, I want to have Corky and Mary on. I've reached out to both of them. Heather and Tanessa, of course. And they've both been on the show a couple of times, so we'll have them on again before the election. Now that they're both the candidates for this. And let's see who else. I want to have the Democrat Rose Yee running against LaMalfa. I want to have her on. She's got a cute dog. I've seen it in her posters. Who else? Anyway, we'll have that whole list, and we'll get somebody hot on that. Trying to find days that we can have them show up so that you can ask them questions if I don't ask them the question you like. Instead of being in the chat room and complaining, you can just call in at 6530-605-4567. You can ask the question. That's always fun. Okay. Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect just showed up, but also League of Women Voters, Susan Wilson. And I'm going to harass her about the national anthem again, as I always do. Or the Pledge of Allegiance, because they refused to do it because they're un-American. I'm just kidding, Susan. Kind of. All right. What else do we have here? Oh, the Park Fire. Looks like they're getting arms all the way around it. It's pretty well contained, finally, after this alleged arson of a guy seen pushing a burning car into the Arroyo there by Bidwell Park. It's alleged. There was a crash out on 44 last night, my friends. Oh, you can't talk to me unless you're on the air. Okay. You know what? Why do you guys do this to me? I don't understand. There was a crash out on 44, and one person killed, three injured, and it looks like it between Old Oregon Trail and Stillwater. Early this morning, early this Thursday morning. So, and then they had a motorcyclist killed in East Reading after colliding with a truck. You got to be careful out there, my friends. You got to be careful out there. Okay, when we come back from the news, we're going to have the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and Sydney Stinger. From suicide prevention. We'll talk about that, too, about suicide prevention and the efforts that are being made here in our city. Plus, I'm going to talk about the League of Women Voters and a few other things right after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. While former President Trump campaigns today in Michigan and Wisconsin, a Harris-Walz ticket tours South Georgia by bus, and a Kamala Harris pre-recorded interview scheduled to air tonight on CNN.
Harris will be joined by her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, as they sit down with CNN's Dana Bash in Georgia, where the Democratic candidates have been on a campaign bus tour. The interview will end more than 5 weeks of the vice president not responding to in-depth questions in a sit-down format with a major news outlet.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. It was captured on video, heavily armed young men, allegedly members of a violent Venezuelan gang, taking over an apartment complex in the Denver suburb of Aurora, Colorado, focusing more attention on the Biden-Harris border crisis. Final legislative approval in California of a bill providing illegal aliens access to zero-down, zero-interest home loans.
It's called the Dream for All Shared Appreciation Loan Program and has allocated $255 million to allow select applicants access to loans of up to $150,000 with no interest, nothing down, and no payments until the property is sold or refinanced. The program was set up as a lottery-style drawing in which 1,700 applicants could gain a major advantage for entry into the California home market, compliments of the taxpayers. The latest version of the program, approved by California Democrats this election year, allows illegals to enter the drawing. The bill passed with no Republican support and has yet to be signed by Governor Gavin Newsom. Von Agner reporting.
20 years to life in prison, the sentence for former Las Vegas area politician Robert Tellis, who's convicted of murdering an investigative reporter. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow up 226 points, the Nasdaq 198 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Americans now have more credit card debt than any time in history, owing a staggering $1.3 trillion collectively. What happens when most people can't pay their bills? Well, the U.S. economy is clearly moving into uncertain territory. That's why more Christians are turning to gold just for their peace of mind. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian news analyst with a 30-year track record of predicting trends. The Bible tells us that gold is a time-tested store of value that can protect your God-given assets through almost anything, including America's historic debt bubble. And here's the good news. You can own gold through your 401k or IRA. My friends at Birch Gold Group can help you buy gold for your retirement account, tax-free and penalty-free. To learn more, text the word FAITH to 989898 for an info kit from Birch Gold that's entirely free, zero cost or obligation. Text that next step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
The FBI releases information regarding its investigation into the attempted assassination of former President Trump, but there are still many unanswered questions about last month's incident in Pennsylvania.
The FBI wanted to show that they've been working away to gather evidence and get to the bottom of why Thomas Crooks did this. But despite an extensive analysis of social media, nearly 1,000 interviews, and the viewing of hundreds of hours of video footage, the FBI says it still doesn't have a motive. They think Thomas Crooks worked alone. The FBI have found no evidence of co-conspirators or foreign involvement.
The BBC's Jenny Kumar. Natural gas leak resulting in the death of 2 people, 10 others injured at an Iranian Revolutionary Guard facility. Iranian state TV reporting the leak occurred at a workshop belonging to the guard. 10 injured people transferred to a hospital for treatment. News and analysis at townhall.com. Hang in there, Vermonters. Help is on the way.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency says it has opened disaster recovery centers in Vermont to help residents and communities hit hard by violent flooding on July 9 through 11th. Governor Phil Scott says he sought another federal disaster declaration on Wednesday for the second bout of severe flooding that occurred at the end of last month. Officials say the state is also providing $7 million in grants to businesses and nonprofits damaged by this year's flooding. Keith Peters reporting.
Wildlife researchers doing something they haven't been able to do before. Somehow they got a camera inside a massive rattlesnake den in Colorado. They're able to watch live stream video. They're learning more about how rattlesnakes behave and care for their young. It's called Project Rattle Cam, spearheaded by researchers at California Polytechnic State University. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. As we all know, Linda was out recovering wallets at the doggy park and found the owner and everything, got it all. Oh, why don't you get them set up? I mean, I'm just sitting here talking to them. I don't move them. Yeah. You're not on yet because it's not your turn. Okay, just sit there, Susan. I know how eager you are. It's the 29th of August, 8:06 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and they've got a room for Susan. It's over in the 5150 ward, I think. Good morning, Christina. How we doing there, kiddo?
Very good morning.
Oh, man, this has just been a weird morning, hasn't it? I mean, it really has.
I love
people not showing up. You and I are talking, arguing about whether you have to show your passport at a hotel. Susan's saying you do. You keep claiming you don't. And I think it's because, maybe it's because of the hotels you check into. If you go into hospitals, I don't know if they really check those. However, it's National Chop Suey Day, so there's always...
Time to go and eat some chip suey.
Chip suey.
Where is the best place to eat chip suey in town?
I would have said Limbs, but it's closed. So I can't really tell you. I tell you, there's a real good little Chinese restaurant up on Eureka Way, up next to the supermarket up there. And that's got, I like that Chinese food. You got to turn everybody on here. Got to turn on their mics.
They're on?
No, they're
not. Oh, there you go.
They are now. They weren't. Sydney, say something.
Hello.
Okay, Sydney's here too. Okay, enough of this. Today, 101 and going up to 101 day with low around 71. If the weather's going to stop, temperature's going to start dropping to 100 tomorrow, 99 on Saturday, Sunday about 93, and Labor Day 87 and sunny. It's going to be a beautiful day, and then it starts going back up again, my friends. So it's going to be a nice weekend. Get you all your work done early in the morning before it gets hot. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They're third generation there. Big companies have tried to buy Chuck Kenny out several times, and he has just turned them down every time. Because he believes in doing things for his community, and he believes that it should be locally owned and locally operated, which it is. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They've even got a system that goes onto your propane tank, and when it gets to a certain level, it tells you and the Shasta Gas Propane people that you need a refill. So you don't even have to worry about it. All of this is Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Heartily recommended by Carl and Linda Bott. Okay, I'm here with Susan Wilson.
Good morning.
From the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And Stanley Stinger, who is here. She wants to talk about her next MMA fight.
Absolutely. I'm getting ready. I feel good about it.
I like the name Stinger.
Thank you.
They call her the honeybee. Stanley the honeybee Stinger.
So I invited Sydney.
Sydney.
I invited Sydney.
I thought Stanley was really a weird name but I thought, hey, who am I?
I thought you just gave that to me for my MMA fight name.
So I invited Sydney so that we could talk about, again, I guess you did this a little while ago as well, but suicide prevention in Shasta County. Suicide is a major issue here in Shasta County, you know. And I would also like just a few moments to talk about the League of Women Voters at the end.
Okay.
And all the candidates' forums we're going to have. And
I just announced them, but we can go over
okay.
them. No, I think it's important. Are you going to have the Board of Education ones also?
We have the Board of Education. We got it sort of sewed up yesterday.
On the 28th or something?
I think it's going to be September 25th at the Riverfront Theater.
Okay. Well, and, because Rich Gallardo was on it, I thought he said the 28th, but...
Maybe, I think it was one time the 28th,
okay,
but
so
I think it got changed,
now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's the 25th.
Okay. Well, let's talk suicide.
Let's talk suicide. So I know you have some events coming up, and you've advertised them before, but let's advertise.
Well, first of all, let's talk to Sydney. Okay, Sydney, who are you with?
Hi there. So my name is Sydney Stinger, as I previously mentioned. I work for Shasta County Health and Human Services Agency, and I'm the community education specialist for our suicide prevention program.
Okay. And Shasta County's suicide rate, where do we fall?
So in Shasta County, we have a suicide rate of 26.3 suicide deaths per 100,000 people, and that's from 2020 to 2022. That's our most recent data, compared to California, which has a suicide rate of 10. So we're more than double the California rate, unfortunately.
Almost three times the rate.
Okay. Wow. How about our surrounding counties? How are we?
Surrounding counties are honestly pretty similar. We tend to see higher rates in more rural areas, especially up here in the north part of California. So they're pretty similar.
Now, how many of these suicides, I mean, are they truly suicides or some of them just accidental drug overdoses?
So that's why sometimes it can take a while to determine whether or not it's a suicide, because they have to look into the cause of death and make that determination. Oftentimes, it's assumed that there's actually more suicide deaths than there are reported, because more often they'll be reported as an accidental death or some other cause.
Especially when you talk about drugs.
I mean, it's one thing to hang yourself or shoot yourself. But with today, you know, with fentanyl and the abuse of opiates and all that, I wonder how many of them truly are suicides and others that is just an overdose.
And that can be definitely hard to tell.
That's what I'm thinking. I mean, you find somebody in their house and they're dead and they've got opiates there. I mean, unless there's a note or something.
And that's why they...
But I'm just saying is why if you've got the number for California being 10 and we're almost tripled that.
Well, one reason is...
Double plus here in Shasta County.
Guns are often a major.
Well, is that the leading cause of suicides?
So the most frequently used
means, I should say, not cause.
Yeah, no worries. So yeah, the most frequently used means is firearms, and that's not just in Shasta County. That's at the state and national level too. Here in Shasta County, it accounts for over 50% of our suicide deaths. So yeah, it is the main means.
Are you finding what I've read statistics that say women are starting to use guns more?
I think I've started to hear that. We don't have a whole ton of data on that just yet, but it's something we're keeping an eye on.
So it's mostly men then that use a firearm.
Typically, yes.
And women mostly use a drug. Is that?
So,
do I remember that correctly?
It typically falls under medication or poisoning, as well as hanging or suffocation for women, yes.
So what's leading to this? Is it because we don't have the medical assistance up here in the rural areas? People are living out further from doctors and all that? Does that have something to do with it?
That can definitely influence. There's a couple different factors that we see here in Shasta County that can definitely increase risk. That is one of them that you mentioned of being further away from services or not having access to appropriate transportation. We typically see less mental health providers out in rural areas, so that can just increase the difficulty when seeking out services. we tend to see higher stigma or those negative attitudes and stereotypes when it comes to mental health and suicide, which can prevent people from seeking out support if they're fearful of potentially being seen as odd or different compared to their peers or their friends and family members. So those are some factors that can go into risk. But obviously suicide is very complex in terms of there can be so many different factors and things that influence that person's risk or their consideration of suicide.
Okay. We're here with Sydney Stinger and Susan Wilson. Sydney's from our public health here, Shasta County Public Health. She's the education specialist on suicide. We have to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993 and doing a great job of it. Two separate divisions, insurance and financial management. If you're looking for a second opinion on some insurance plans, or if you're having problems getting insurance on your car, or your house or your property, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. Free evaluation, free review, and she's there to help you. And she's helped everybody that we've sent over there that I know of. We do business with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We're happy there. You can give them a call at 530-221-0441 or stop by at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. We'll be right back.
Looking for natural relief for yourself, kids, preschoolers, or elderly from coughs, colds, allergies, and high blood pressure? Visit today at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave on Market Street, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs. Salt therapy can help you breathe easier, decrease pain, and infrared saunas support weight loss and detox. Visit today and start feeling better. Call 530-338-2094. That's 530-338-2094. Book for a first-time discount at Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, where salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs.
Get ready to rock your boots off with Montgomery Gentry. Featuring Eddie Montgomery in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Friday, September 6th. Saddle up and experience an unforgettable night as Eddie performs your favorite duet hit, as well as his solo debut, Ain't No Closing Me Down. Tickets for this event start at just $40 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 29th of August, 8:20 in the morning, is going to be about 101 today, so be prepared for that. And I'm here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect with Susan Wilson, and the education specialist for the Shasta County Health and Human Services talk in the suicide prevention. Sydney Stinger. Hi. I called her Stanley at the beginning, but...
she's really a Sydney.
Because she is a Sydney.
Yeah.
And we're talking that Shasta County's suicide rate is 26. Is that what you said? 26 per 100,000?
So, yeah, about 26.3 per 100,000 people.
And the state of California is 10, which I have a tough time believing it.
I don't.
You can't tell
me
that all the crazies down there in L.A. and San Francisco aren't offing themselves at a bigger, at a higher rate than that.
I don't know. Well, I don't live there yet.
Well,
I might have to move there.
I'm not going to go there. So, and we're talking with Sydney about the reasons on this. Rural, less access to mental health facilities and psychologists and doctors. People have a tendency up here to take care of themselves and their family, but not reach out so much.
Also, we have high adverse childhood experience scores. We've talked about ACEs before, and we have higher scores up in the North State as well. And that means that people are subject to things like as her mind goes blank, but the way that we raise our children, we have more children that have emotional and physical abuse, sexual abuse, and so on. We have more children that have adverse childhood experiences. And I think that as those children grow up, if we don't deal with the issues that those children have, then, you know, they grow up with maybe issues that lead to suicide, you know, unhappiness and so on.
Yeah, ACEs can definitely influence suicide risk.
Mm-hmm. And so I think that the high ACEs is one of the factors. I think workforce issues in mental health is also one of the factors. You know, we don't have mental health services all over the county, like you said before. And I think that that's a really a big thing. One of the things that I'm really worried about is the teen rate. And teens following COVID were really having a tough time with anxiety and depression, those two in particular, anxiety and depression. And schools have stepped up, and there's a lot of money going, well, not a lot, let's not get carried away, but there is some money going into schools to identify kids that need some help and making referrals to other places that can provide them with that assistance. Events like World Suicide Prevention Day do attract kids and get them to think about the issue. And you were talking earlier during the break about literally walking up to somebody and saying, are you okay? Are you thinking suicide?
Yeah.
And most of the programs that are designed for kids, for youth, I'm talking sort of 12 to 18, but I think there's suicide, has been suicide in children that are younger than 12. You know,
that is true. We haven't seen that, thankfully, here in Shasta County. It's definitely something we're keeping an eye on since there is a growing concern for suicide rates among youth. Again, we haven't seen that a lot in Shasta County, thankfully, but it's something we're paying close attention to and making sure that
I'd really be paying attention to things like that, because after COVID and the being away from school mm-hmm. so much, the
youth are struggling.
Are doing it.
Yeah.
Right.
They're struggling a bit. And I think there's higher substance abuse, mm-hmm. but higher substance use. And that is one issue that we are keeping an eye on also yeah. in Shasta County. So when the governor, the legislature, and the people passed Proposition 1, you know, one of the interesting outcomes of Proposition 1 will be that mental health will really start paying more attention to substance use. And I think that's particularly important for kids. You know, you hear about kids going to school with a water bottle full of vodka, you know, and you hear about kids vaping in the bathroom. So, you know, and
smoking in the bathroom. I mean, that's what it used to be.
Yeah, but now it's vaping,
yeah.
you know.
But now they've got access to drugs that can kill them instantly.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hey Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals, starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your Talk Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers. It's been there since 1967, started in 1960s. I've been getting my haircut there since I moved to Reading about 17 years ago. Never had a bad haircut. It's a veteran-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can make an appointment at 530-244-9478, which is what I usually do. And so it works on my time schedule. And I go in, get a great haircut. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, we killed the chat room, and the reason we did was there were certain things being put in there by this crazy person. They were just nasty, and it happens every so often. And so when it happens, we just close the chat room. It's not worth it.
Right.
And for people have to put up with that absurdity. And you wonder why people do that.
But it's attention getting. It's attention getting.
Well, it's a mental. Mm-hmm. I think they're mentally off, frankly, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
It's possible.
Just in my opinion.
It's possible.
They are.
It's
and
possible.
Especially if it's the one we think it is. Okay, we are here with Susan Wilson, who is with the League of Women Voters, but also Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And her guest, and my guest also, is Sydney Stinger, who is the education specialist for suicide prevention for the Shasta County Health and Human Services. And when we left, we were talking about the number of younger people mm-hmm. committing suicide. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, there could be a variety of reasons for this. People have said that when we shut down the schools and we shut away a lot of the peer interaction for a couple years there, that it did a lot of damage mm-hmm. to our children, as it did to their test scores and everything else on that monstrosity of a mistake of how we handled COVID back then. So prevention, I guess, is the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
How do we prevent? How do we prevent, or at least
educate our teens?
Yeah, our teens on identifying those symptoms mm-hmm. that people may be showing.
Yeah, so there's a lot of different things we do. One of those included to help prevent suicide and raise awareness. So with our suicide prevention program as part of the county, we focus more on our upstream prevention, which just means we try to prevent the issue before it happens. In this case, we try to get them the tools and resources they need before a crisis occurs. So a lot of things we do include trainings, which we have a ton of those happening right now. They're free to every single community member, and they can learn about the warning signs, how to reach out to somebody, how to ask that question, and get them connected with appropriate care and support. We go to different community events to share resources with others and make them aware of what's available. So it has a big education piece to it to make them aware. We also work really hard to reduce stigma. Again, those negative attitudes and stereotypes about mental health and suicide, and help people realize that mental health is part of your health. And if you need support, please seek it out. There's a bunch of great resources available, like the 988 Suicide and Crisis mm-hmm. Lifeline. It's a national lifeline, so you can reach it anywhere in the U.S. Super helpful, super great to have on hand.
And someone talks to you when you call?
Yeah, you can call, you can text. They even have an online chat platform for people who would prefer to use that method. But yeah, you reach a live counselor, and they're able to provide that in-person support right mm-hmm. there and then over mm-hmm. the phone.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really important. It was interesting at a conference that I went to recently. At the conference itself, they had, because we were talking about substance use, and there were many people that were recovered from substance use, and it was important that we take care of the group as we talked about difficult things. And they had this place called the Wellness Room, and it was just a room you could go into where it was quiet. You could sit in one corner and listen to light jazz on the piano and sit in a chair and close your eyes and not have people bug you. And it was just really interesting how well used that room was. I mean, there were many, many different sort of things in there. There was a thing full of those little balls, and you could go get in this tub with these balls. And then I went in there, and I was looking around. And
did you get in the tub full of
balls? I did not get it because, you know, that was when my leg was really bad, and I thought, I might never get out, and I would live in a tub of balls in Long Beach the rest of my life, you know.
I'm not touching that one.
But I'm well, serious. You know, that's the kind of thing.
Sometimes
we
people
need
to
think.
Disengage. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. It's difficult to do because we are locked into our phones. We're locked into the computers. People are always getting inundated. You know, I don't know how many messages a day Linda gets. I don't get 20% of what she gets mm-hmm. on messages. I tend to answer messages with one word or two words. yes, no. Okay.
Maybe so.
Maybe. What was the other one the other day? I meant it when I said it, something like that. And being able just to escape from that is very difficult. Kids are addicted to this. Did I see the other day that you look at your phone 1,000 times a day? How could that be? You know, 1,000 times a day you look at a phone.
You know, one of the things that's happening, especially in, I think it's a Los Angeles Unified School District, which serves actually a million children, they're starting a program where you do not bring cell phones to school.
Yes, and there's been schools, and they've found out how that is really is good for not only the learning in the classrooms, but it's good for the students, too. Mm-hmm. They deposit their there's been several schools. They deposit their cell phones in a spot up front, mm-hmm. and then they pick it up on the way out. Mm-hmm. Now, with Los Angeles and other schools looking at, even states are looking at this, is that they collect these at the beginning of school, and they get them back at the end of school.
You know, it was interesting years ago. I mean, now we're talking 20 years ago. I was teaching at Shasta College, and I was teaching early childhood education. And people would be in the classroom, you know, with their little cell phones in their lap and working away on their little cell phones. And I was going, they're paying me to have them work on their cell phones. No. And they would talk, and the phones would ring. And so I actually put a basket outside my office. This was 20 years ago. So this is a long-term problem. This is not a new problem. And I said, the first time a phone rings in my class, every time, I let you all bring your phones in. But the first time a phone rings and you get distracted by it and it's obvious to everyone, everyone gets to put their phones outside, you know. And it changed the behavior in the classroom. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what they're after, is changing behavior in the classroom.
You know? Oh, you have to. But being able to disengage should it be a method of helping kids, reaching out to kids and adults?
So one thing we really emphasize is connection. Connecting with others is a really big part of suicide mm-hmm. prevention.
So you're saying that could work just the opposite then?
Well, social media obviously isn't going away, so we have to figure out ways to work with it. Obviously, there's pros and cons of social media. They're able to connect with people who maybe are like them or have had similar experiences, but then you have the negative impacts where if they're on it too much, it can lead to feelings of stress or increased anxiety. So you have to find like a balance.
Cyberbullying.
That's cyberbullying.
That's definitely a negative thing.
You'll see something, it's got to be on a regular basis in the news where a child or a teenager committed suicide because of the cyberbullying, including that one who they lured into sending photos of himself, and then they threatened to tell his parents unless he gave them money, and he could kill himself over that. So,
yeah,
it's a two-edged sword, that's for sure.
Absolutely. But we really emphasize connection, and I'll kind of lead us into, so September is Suicide Prevention Month, and this year's theme is love over loneliness, so really leaning into that connection piece and finding support with others, which is why I'm really excited because we have two really awesome events happening this Suicide Prevention Month. One is actually taking place next Saturday on September 7th, which is the Shasta County Out of the Darkness Walk. And it's really to bring awareness to suicide prevention, bring people together, and also offer support to anyone who has been impacted by suicide in some way, shape, or form. It's a really powerful event, and it's going to be at Caldwell Park. Registration opens at 8. It's completely free, and then the ceremony starts at 9.
In the dark.
At 9 p.m.
Mm-hmm. No, no, sorry, 9 in the morning.
9 in the morning.
Why I'm glad you clarified.
Why would you say that?
I didn't.
So it starts at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Walk out of the dark. Okay, so that's going to be on the 7th?
Yeah, Saturday, September 7th at Caldwell Park, Out of the Darkness Walk. And then the other event we have going on is going to be on Tuesday, September 10th, which is World Suicide Prevention Day. That one is going to be taking place in the evening. That's from 5 to 7:30 at night. But it'll be at the Sundial Bridge. It'll be lit in teal and purple colors, which are suicide prevention colors. That's one that our suicide prevention program will be at. We'll be sharing resources, connecting with other people. We'll even have a moment of silence to honor those that we have lost to suicide and just show support for those who've been impacted by suicide in some way. So really two great events to connect with others, get some resources, and show up for suicide prevention.
Why do people kill themselves?
That's a very big question, and there's no great answer because there's a lot of different factors that can influence risk.
I can't. I've never had that feeling. So it's difficult uh-huh. for me to do that. Especially when they're young, except, you know, do they think the rest of their lives is going to be like this and you're 15 and I'm not going to live like this the rest of my life and things are so horrible and all this. And then they decide to end it.
And remember that a child that age, their brain is not fully developed.
No, I understand.
They don't have
that
rational part of their brain is still evolving, you know, that problem solving part of their brain, and you know that's one of the biggest brain growing times, or brain developing, I shouldn't say growing because it's there, but brain developing times. And when you think about it's not until you're 25, 26 for a male, 22, 23 for a female. When you think about that, it makes sense that teens have trouble working through the issues that face them. And we know that the issues that face them today are difficult. And that's why they need support.
Absolutely.
Well, do we have like the breakdown in ages of suicides here in Shasta County?
We do have it by ages. Typically, when we look at the rates, they tend to be higher in 85 plus, so more of our older adults. We haven't seen increases in our young adults or youth yet. That's why we're paying attention.
So it's in the 85 and above.
85 and above, yes.
Well, those are people that are not everyone, but, you know, they could be suffering from dementia. They could be suffering from a life-ending disease as they get older like that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe some of them just said, well, you know what, it's been a long time.
I had a damn good life, and I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one thing.
But
the rest of them, the younger ones, then, aren't increasing. So is the largest number in that 85 and above?
In our community, yes. At this time, our data shows us it's 85 plus.
How about the 12 to 20?
I don't believe we've seen suicides there. I don't have the data off the top of my head, but that's something.
There has not been. So there hasn't been suicides in that group?
Not for that young of an age, no.
Okay.
Locally.
Yeah, but not locally. When you look outward, but locally.
Is the fact that we're putting so much emphasis on ACEs, is that helping, you think?
I would think that it helps some, because
childhood experience scores. Yeah.
When we get parents to recognize what's going on and give them skills to work with their kids, I think that helps too. But I should note that the CDC says that during the period of time from 2011 to 2021, so that's just pre-COVID, suicide deaths are increasing fastest among people of color, younger people, and those who live in rural areas. So
we discussed rural areas.
Yeah,
in that.
But I just thought I would, you know.
It is starting to show trends then.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what they're talking about here is that that the rate is going up throughout the nation, and through specifically they're tracking those groups now, which is what their product.
So if you're a white male over the age of 85, you got a better chance of killing yourself. I mean, the statistics show.
I don't know if I would put it that way. But that's why it's so important to get people connected with resources like 988 or the Shasta County Health Mental Health Access Team or Hill Country Care Center. Both of those organizations provide in-person mental health crisis support.
I know the VA, when you call the VA, that before you can get to anybody, they give you, if this is a health crisis, dial 911. Mm-hmm. And for the VA, they'll give you other numbers.
Good.
That you'll reach somebody at the beginning. So, and 988 is for suicide. That's anybody can go to that.
Yeah, and for
and
veterans.
And reach somebody.
Yeah.
A live person. A live person.
Yeah. And with,
in languages.
Yes, they have multiple different languages. And I was just going to add that for veterans, if you dial 988 and then press 1, it offers specialized support for veterans.
Okay. 988 and then 1.
Yes, for veterans.
All right. We're here with Sydney Stinger and Susan Wilson. We're talking suicide prevention in Shasta County, and we'll be... this portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for work injuries because of denials, give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168 for a free consultation. He's a veteran, former law enforcement, went to law school, worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years and said, you know, this is not what I want to do. He's built the largest workers' compensation office in north of Sacramento since he's come here. It's out in Palo Cedro. This guy's a scrapper. He's going to fight for you. And he's, but the thing is he's going to give you the true scoop. It may be that it's taken some time. This is, a work injury has changed your life, changed your family's life. And perhaps, yes, it's taking time, but it's going along the way it should, and you don't need to have legal assistance in this. It'll just slow it down. Patrick will tell you that. On the other hand, if things are not going the way it is, you want somebody like Patrick there fighting for you. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Whether you're looking for unique items for your home or office, shop Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane offers a variety of antiques, military memorabilia, camping and mining equipment, men's jewelry, including crosses and rings, along with sports memorabilia and collectibles. Memory Lane also features antique and upcycled furniture and decor, including paintings and signs, picture frames, books, and movies. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles also has a wide assortment of jewelry to choose from, including antique and vintage, to costume and classic jewelry. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Memory Lane is open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. they would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. If you need shade trees, they have them at 20% off, along with crepe myrtles and blooming fruit trees. Shrubs and trees are the foundation of any landscape design. They offer color, fragrance, shade, and privacy. Shrubs and trees will thrive when they're planted in the right place. Gold Leaf Nursery is here to help you choose the right shrubs and trees that work best with your landscape project. Take advantage of their summer sale going on now. You'll find shade trees and shrubs in 1 gallon or larger, all 20% off. That's a huge savings for any project. Gold Leaf Summer Sale is going on now, and you don't want to miss it. Come on out and stroll through the beautiful grounds of Gold Leaf Nursery and take advantage of their summer sale. It is going on right now. You'll find your local Gold Leaf Nursery at 6186 Churn Creek Road at the corner of Airport Road and Dersh across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course, as well as online at goldleafnursery.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. Today, the 29th of August, 8:51 in the morning. Today it's going to go up to about 101 with a low around 71. It's going to keep dropping the temperature, 100 tomorrow, 99 on Saturday, 93 on Sunday, and Labor Day, 87 degrees. Yes, we're going to be here. Of course, tomorrow, Friday, but we'll be here Monday also, laboring on Labor Day, which is kind of like I thought was the idea. Anyway, the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business out of Anderson. You can reach them. They have discounts for seniors and veterans, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. I'm here with Sydney Stinger, who is the education specialist for the Shasta County Health and Human Services when it comes to suicide prevention, and Susan Wilson, who is here from, according to this chat, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, but also League of Women Voters, and you want to talk about that.
Right. I want her to do this, and I just end up with that, really.
All right. Okay. So how to help people whose family has a suicide in their family. Is that what we were talking about?
Yes, that's what we were talking about.
Okay.
During the break.
So, yeah, if you have been impacted by suicide in some way, finding support with others who've had similar experiences can be very powerful. One of the ways you can do so is actually by attending one of the events coming up this September, because it really focuses on bringing people together who've had those experiences, finding that support, getting the resources they need. And again, those are the Out of the Darkness Walk taking place on Saturday, September 7th on Caldwell Park. And the Light of Hope event on Tuesday, September 10th, taking place at 5 p.m. at the Sundial Bridge. Both of those are great places to get connected, find support. If you want to learn more about the events, you can go to umattershasta.org and go to the events page to find out when they are, where they happen, and how you can get more involved in local suicide prevention efforts.
Okay. Well, you know, it's insidious. You know, we had somebody in our case in our family that had suicide, and it was just devastating for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That you know it happened,
mm-hmm.
and totally out of the blue. Well, and then when you think back, though,
sometimes there were clues,
there were indications,
there were clues,
but not to that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my last question is, somebody used suicide as a way of getting even. Oh, you're going to be so sorry.
No, yeah. I don't think so. It's hard for me to say. Obviously, I can't speak from that perspective.
No.
But usually they're feeling very alone and lost and feeling like there's no way out for them.
That's the thing. There's no way out.
Mm-hmm.
That things are not going to get better.
But we want to show them that there is hope. There are people you can connect with. There are resources. 988 is a great resource.
It's a fairly new resource, too. It's really important that people know about it.
988, if you or one of your loved ones is thinking about, you know, if you can ask questions on that. If you're a friend or a family member, you can ask questions on that 988 line, too, about what to do.
Yeah.
And it's sad.
It's sad.
That people think that there's... Not realizing that this too shall pass. I mean, we're not talking about a disease and a declaration of you're going to die in a month or something like that. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about just life.
Well, life is hard.
Well, no, life is hard. Life is hard. And sometimes you need somebody that's standing shoulder to shoulder with you to get you through it. And that's what people need to be able to do is reach out. Okay.
Quickly?
League of Women Voters.
So I'm just pushing the League of Women Voters. We have several candidates forums coming up. We have the State Assembly on September 10th at 6 o'clock at the Cascade, and immediately following at the Cascade, we have the Reading City Council. Now, the Reading City Council has 3 seats open, and they have 8 candidates for that, so it's going to be quite the event. County Supervisor District 3, that would be the district that Corky Harmon and Mary Rickert are in. We're going to do that at Shasta Lake City Council at 6 p.m. and at the Larry Farr Community Center at the City Hall. And at 7 p.m. we're going to do the Shasta Lake City Council. We have a candidates forum in Anderson for the Anderson City Council, 6 o'clock on September 19. Then we now have a candidate forum for the Shasta County Office of Education at 6 o'clock on September 25 at the Riverfront Playhouse. And we are going to do some discussions with ballots on October 7th. So please, those things that are of interest to you, please note them. We love to have a live audience. I should note that the audience does not get to yell out questions. I'm going to moderate most of these, and what we do is we accept questions from you. You write them on a card, give them to us, and then we ask them of all the candidates, so every candidate gets a really fair and equal opportunity to present their space, their thinking.
How come the League of Women Voters doesn't have flags there?
It depends on we don't carry a flag with us, but most places we go have a flag.
How come y'all don't do the Pledge of Allegiance?
It has not been part of our
system
of presentation. We can do it and I usually invite the speaker to do it. You know, one of the
it's a great
candidates.
Idea. It's a great
idea. I think that's a good way to do it.
Yeah, it kind of starts everybody off on the same foot, as opposed to not. Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I think it's important, everybody, to attend as many of these forums as you can, because you get a chance to listen to the people. I mean, we have them here.
Mm-hmm.
But to hear the question asked, and I've been to these forums before.
And to watch the different answers, yes.
Yeah, the different answers. Mm-hmm. We even broadcast for the Chamber of Commerce.
We
broadcast all the forums.
And they have one coming up, too. And then you can watch ours online. If you go to the League of Women Voters, we have a video of the whole event, all of them.
Okay. Sydney, how do people get a hold of you or your office?
Yeah, so you can call my office at 530-229-8426. Please know this isn't a crisis line, but we are able to provide resources and get you connected with training opportunities. You can also visit umattershasta.org to find what resources are available and what training opportunities are coming up.
Okay. Thank you very much for joining us today. It's real important. I just hit 26 per 100,000, and I mean the rest of California has got. Well, the northern counties are up in that same, the 12 northern counties, and you would think that the state would take a look at this and want to throw in more money or resources, wouldn't you?
Well, in a way, they have through adverse childhood experiences. I mean, we're educating the medical community to address that.
Yeah, but if your main group are 85 and above, that's not going to help ACEs. So we just think that the state would see that and maybe say, you know what, maybe we need to get some more mental health practitioners out here in the rural areas.
I think they're trying their best right now to get more resources out there.
It's workforce is a big issue in this county.
I'm talking about the state giving the resources to the county to get people out there.
Right.
So, anyway, thank you very much. Hey, tomorrow, Dr. Paul DeNuca and, Supervisor Patrick Jones coming in here. So have a great day. It's going to be hot, so watch yourself, and God bless America.
That's a hot...